I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
All three of you. No. Oh, it's a 3-1. You know what? I knew this was going to happen. When me and Liz do the show together, I'm fine. You put Liz and Clinton together,
you know,
with a little sprinkle of Carla, I am screwed. I'm just screwed.
I was so excited to come here today because...
This is going to change your life.
Pull up a chair. The kitchen is open.
Oh, it's so good.
With Clinton Kelly, Carla Hall, and Michael Simon.
You better shut your face.
Let's dig in.
Oh, this is so much fun. Chewed
Up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chewed Up. If you have never seen the show before, let me tell you what you're getting yourself into. It's three friends who used to work together and used to love working together and decided to make our own show. So I'm Clinton Kelly. This is Carla Hall. That is Michael Simon. We have a wonderful show coming up for you. There's a certain smell in the air. It's oranges and sugar and I'm going to say optimism.
I thought you were going to say regret.
I feel, because I know who the special guest is, there will be no regrets in this show. I'm so excited because I haven't seen the special guest in a really long time.
Me neither.
Should we tell the whole world?
Do it, CK.
Liz Simon is here today. Are you kidding?
Liz. Oh, my God.
Hi, sweetheart.
I love you. Oh,
so my God.
Hi, honey.
She called me her love. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I always have been.
Liz and I have a special bond because we're kind of the same person in so many ways.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
We have the same opinions on like 90% of life.
Agreed.
Maybe even more than that. Yeah.
Maybe more.
They both spend entirely too much money on clothes and they agree on most things.
Right. Yes.
And they both love making fun of me.
It's true. Whenever I say something, Michael is always like, okay, thanks, Liz. Yeah.
It's true.
The other good thing is, if something I need to run by you and I'm not sure if it's going to, like, how it's going to go over, I'm like, let me run this by you real quick.
I'm like, yeah, she's going to hate that.
Yeah, she's going to hate that. You're like,
how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh,
it's so good to see you guys. I'm so happy you're back together again. All
Isn't
of
it
you.
Fun, right?
It's so fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
I'm glad you could be here. Now, you are a phenomenal entertainer. And you know, you're not a chef per se, but you are a great cook. You're like an amazing home cook.
I like to cook, yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm a very solid home cook.
Yeah, super solid. Michael's always talking about great
things
that you make.
Yeah.
And you're really good at baking. You always say that you're not good at baking, but you're really good at baking.
I feel like I was forced into baking.
Yeah. What?
By whom?
You know, by
the person that beats baking.
Indentured baker too.
We're going to do this show. And I was like, yeah, and I'm going to do cocktails. He was like, I'm baking.
Like, yeah, when we would do Simon's dinners, they're like, we need more desserts. I'm like, Liz, they need more desserts. Like,
no,
why don't you ever make a dessert?
I can follow instruction very well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So for
That's
me,
it.
It's
Allegedly.
A recipe. And I, you know, sometimes I can riff off it a little bit, but I don't mess around with measurements.
Yeah, because it's the ratio. The ratios are the ratios, and you trust the person. You got the
science.
Recipe for it. It's science.
Oh, my God, Liz, we have to ask you about this whole thing.
Oh.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show, where Meta AI said that Michael had left you for a man.
Yes.
Dude, what did you think?
I laughed my ass off.
She thought it was hilarious.
I actually had a friend call me in distress.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, I saw something. I'm just going to tell
did you. Did
you
know he was gay?
Like, first of all, I don't do Facebook, so never saw it.
Right.
And she said it, and she was so concerned. Yeah, and so, like, I was up all night. And she said it, and I just started laughing. Yeah, what did
Kelly?
I didn't even get it.
What you thought about the pan?
I think that because Michael said that you made him a pan wall. I think that AI thinks it's you made him pansexual.
Pansexual.
That's it.
That's it.
You figured it out.
You made a sexy pan wall. You made a sexy pan wall, and they thought he was pansexual.
Pansexual.
By the way, you're such an amazing decorator. Every time I see any interior of your house,
thanks,
I'm like, oh,
thanks.
You're so talented.
I'm working on a new one now, so.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you should do, I'm going to, not to tell you what to do, but you should do a decorating book. Like, you 100% should do a decorating
100%.
Book. 100%.
That just makes me sweat, full on flop sweat.
What if we did it together?
I love this combo.
We should do it in Paris.
Let's do it. Yes, we'll write the whole trip off. Yeah. All right, we got to get this show on the road because Nick is going to have a heart attack. If we talk too much, Nick's like, get to the show. But we were playing a game on the show. It's called Chew It or Screw It. Okay, and I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You have to say Chew It or Screw It.
Is Screw It good or bad?
Screw It is
bad. Michael's life is good.
On my birthday, New Year's Eve, and a couple other holidays, Screw It's fantastic.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, yeah. All right, Chew It or Screw It, Liz Simon edition. Orange wine, chew it or screw it?
Chew it.
Chew it. You like orange wine. Okay. Foofy. Foofy cocktails.
If they're not too sweet, chew it. Otherwise, screw it.
Okay. I'll just say sweet cocktails, screw it.
Screw it.
Okay. Lazy Sundays.
Chew it.
Yes. New York Times Spelling Bee app.
Chew it.
Can I make
every day? Queen bee. That is every day.
Queen bee every day.
I love
pimps.
I love
99% of the time.
Yes.
But I cannot speak. Like Liz and I are both early risers. We wake up and like she's got the phone and she is focused. Like basically the first 30 minutes of the morning. I don't speak.
Good. No, then there's this TikTok thing in the back.
Oh, he's
cut through the heart. And I'm like, you need to stop.
You're ruining my Wordle score. Do you look at the Wordle score? Do you play Wordle too?
I don't like this much. Amazing at Wordle.
I cannot.
I know. I can't even because he can't spell.
Well, this is. I have a theory.
It's only a five.
I can spell almost everything.
Yeah.
And he gets it. He's gotten, like, I don't know how many ones.
I'm like a Wordle savant. I have,
you
like,
are.
Four or five ones.
What?
That's
I know.
Pure luck guess. But I have a ton of twos also. See, you and Liz, like, play Wordle, but you can't spell, and you're smarter than I am. So you're really going through the whole theory of everything.
Yes.
I'm just like,
there's no theory,
I'll just jam a letter in there. See if, is that
it's
a word?
True.
Oh, it's a word.
I mean, there's
that's cheating. No, it's not.
what is the word where it's, excuse my language, batshit. What, literal, like batshit?
Oh, guano. Guano.
He got that in like three. I'm like, that isn't, you're cheating.
Because I just, but, and I'll literally go.
I'm like, I'm I had like, to look the word
I
up. Like,
I didn't know this was a word. And she's cool. Like,
yes, you did. You never seen Ace Ventura Pet Detective, the movie. There's a whole scene about guano.
Okay.
I like pips too. Yeah. I even like connections. I like that one too.
Connections.
All right.
Okay.
Couple more, Liz. Chew it or screw it. Stinky cheese.
Chew it.
Chew it 100%. And the last one, cuddling with Michael.
Oh.
Jeez. I know I'm supposed to say chew it, but I don't like being confined.
This is why we're the same.
I mean, it's per minute. Like, it's like this, and then it's like, okay.
Tap, tap. That's double tap.
Hold on.
When I go for the spoon in bed, it's like a 3-second situation.
I don't,
you know, she's like, okay, we're good.
It's you know, and also like holding hands, like down the street. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to suffocate.
That is the PDAs. Yeah,
and,
I get it.
You know, my son is exactly the same way. And when he was little, like, we did this. Walking down the street because I needed control.
Oh yeah, of course.
Control, but he didn't like the
touching.
The whole
the being constrained. Yes.
Well, this is so funny because when I saw you last night and I saw you on the street outside of the hotel and I said I haven't seen you in such a long time. I just want to hug you so long that it feels inappropriate. And then you were probably like,
no, listen, hug her.
No, I love hugging.
Oh,
hugging's fine.
Because she just knows it's gonna end.
It's just when it goes on too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're talking an hour. We're not talking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I will hug you for a solid 10 minutes and be totally fine with that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But that was so nice.
The spooning also, it's like, all right, don't get any ideas, because that's the thing about a spoon. A spoon can turn into something else.
100%.
Yeah, I'll let the spoon turn into a knife.
One more thing. Would you like me to rub your back? Would you like, he's saying this to me, and I'm like, as much as I want to say yes, I'm like, no, because I know where that's going.
Oh, yeah. That's an old Saturday Night Live kind of thing.
Back.
Looks like you need a massage.
<my back.
laughs> Keeps going down.
Yeah. And down. And under.
I just want to be kind.
No.
Oh, I all know a lot about Michael Southern right now.
It's adorable. All right. We should probably start cooking before.
Yeah. Nick's going to really have a breakdown.
What are you making for us today, Liz?
I am making an orange olive oil cake,
which
I absolutely love. There's many reasons. One, there's no equipment needed. It's all mixed in one bowl together.
The best.
It's foolproof. You almost can't overbake this cake, and you can make it minimally 2 days ahead of a party because it just keeps getting better every single day. It gets more moist, more just caramely, and it's amazing.
Also, she used to always make a lemon cake. Lemon olive oil cake, right?
Kind of. I made it maybe once.
Okay.
But every time I make this, he's like, I really like a lemon olive oil cake. And I'm like, well, you're getting what you're getting.
Orange.
But I will say that sometimes I do add lemon into this to, you know, either with zest
brightness.
Or juice just to brighten it up a little bit. So I tend to do that for you.
Thanks. You're very kind.
All right, well, let's get to it. This is the most quiet that Michael
would you
has
like
been
a background?
Started doing the show.
Would you like
Michael's
a background?
Barely talking. I feel like...
He knows, right?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
I'm getting some insight into you, Michael. You know, when Liz is not here, you're like... trying to run this whole show, and then Liz is here, you're taking a backseat.
No,
you're not
I'm
in the backseat. You're in the hatchback.
Way back.
I regardless of who our guests are, I let the guest have the moment. I've done this with all of our guests, Kid and Kelly.
Wow.
Do you think they could see this on camera?
Chewed up. All right. If you are laughing, drooling, or yelling at us through your screen right now,
then you're one of us, and we love you for it.
So don't just watch in silence. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube or follow wherever you're listening.
Yeah, that way you don't miss when Clinton starts another bread and cheese crusade.
Okay, or when Michael burns something on purpose.
Oh, whatever. It's called Flavor Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe, follow, tell a friend, whatever it takes.
More chaos, more comfort food every week on Chewed Up.
You may have noticed some of the boards and plates we're using. Those are all from Frontgate, including some from my very own collection.
They've got everything from outdoor furniture to decor to entertaining essentials, all made with quality, comfort, and style in mind.
And since most of it is designed in-house, you can't find their pieces anywhere else.
Frontgate, thanks for making our spread look so good.
For more information, go to frontgate.com.
All right. What do you need, honey?
So if you would, well, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, this is baking powder, baking soda, kosher salt. And we're just going to, I didn't sift this, but I do use, and I know you do this too, when you're taking your flour out, you want to spoon it into your measure. Because it does make a difference. Typically, this originated from a recipe from Maialino, actually. They did an olive oil cake that
Maialino,
was my favorite.
The restaurant in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was in love with. And then I saw a recipe for it. I modified it just a bit, but it's amazing. Mm. All right.
Just a little bit of sugar.
That's what my point is, that typically I reduce the sugar because I don't like super sweet things. This one actually needs it because it does do something with almost forming a crust on the top.
I don't know, but olive oil has a little acidity.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you want to use a decent olive oil in this cake. You don't
that part.
Right, you know, you.
Yeah, because that's the main.
Not exactly.
The main flavor.
Well, there's a lot.
So overall, when you think about, like, is it what's just the peppery olive oil? Is that Greek or Italian? Who has like peppery olive oil?
Italian.
Italian.
The Greek olive oils tend to be a little more floral.
Yes.
Almost like some of them even have like, almost like, which is weird because it's not like bananas grow rapidly in Greece, but they almost have like this banana-y smell to me. Like
really? Yeah, like the peel almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the California olive oil on this too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm trying to whisk my ingredients together. Okay, there you go.
So those are the dry. These are the wet. So I have the milk in here.
Mm-hmm.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. Now, I'm going to crack these eggs because before I add my eggs to this, I just like to sort of beat them up.
Okay. So olive oil, milk, Grand Marnier.
Yep.
Vanilla. Vanilla. Juice.
Vanilla.
Extract.
Vanilla juice.
I couldn't think of extract. Vanilla juice.
Vanilla juice.
It's like, it's going to be a new milk. Vanilla milk.
Throw some almond juice in there, too.
Oh, almond extract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael, you're intimidated by your own wife.
I'm intimidated to bake.
Which is so weird.
Listen, I've been together for 35 years.
I know, but it's
there's
something that's happening to you.
No? There's something
hand.
Happening
I've
to you.
I've never seen your hand.
Can't you give me that? You know, one of the other things.
We had a show together for 8 seasons. This is how I felt every time in my backyard. Like, I would get, look at you guys are just talking. This is how our show was. You obviously never watched Simon's Dinners. Did you ever watch Simon's
Dinners? Yeah, I watched Simon's Dinners. Not every episode, but I've
seen it. But yeah, this is what happened. I would start talking and she'd be like, give me the whisk.
No, like, okay, so you need to, we're just gonna skip over that. This whole recipe calls for 2 oranges.
Yes.
So you can get all your juice, your sugar cup or whatever it is of juice, and then you want a lot of zest. You want like 2 tablespoons of zest. So get
zested. Yeah. So yeah, now you need me again. Would you like some orange juice? Zest, bitch, coming through. So the juice of 2 oranges and the zest of 2 oranges.
Correct.
All right.
I mean, yes, there's...
And I just want to say, when I'm looking for my... fruit, like right now, I think, holidays, and then you're probably making a lot of cookies. I'm always like going and picking up my fruit. I'm like, okay, is this heavy? Is this heavy? Because when they're light, they don't have juice.
Exactly right.
You know, you're like.
We have, Carla, we're so in California and Venice, we have a little orange tree in our front yard. And when Liz makes this cake with the oranges off the tree,
right,
you literally pick them off the tree.
Insane.
Wow.
That's what started this because I was like, we have oranges and I'm gonna make an orange olive oil cake.
That's the thing about living on the West Coast.
It's so special.
Shoot up, LA edition.
I'm working on it. Trust me.
I want to do it.
What?
All right. And now you put your dry into your wet.
Or your wet into your dry. I think the dry into the wet. I don't know. This cake is really foolproof. You can't mess it up.
Okay.
Carla, do you like what's your thought? Like
one thing though, don't overmix this.
Yes, ma'am.
So dump.
I got it. Jeez, you're so bossy.
And then maybe a spatula or you want the whisk?
I got you and Liz.
I mean, there's a special. I'm just gonna sort of get in here a little bit.
Carla, and then... but I have a question. Like, you know, you're a baker, Liz bakes.
Yeah.
Like, is there a wet to dry or dry to wet theory? Because like in savory, I always add wet to dry. And I see in baking more often, they add dry to wet.
No. Well, even when I'm making biscuits, I add wet to dry. I make a well, and then I add the wet in the well and mix it up.
Yeah.
And I think for this kind of a cake also,
don't get too...
I'm not over mixing it, I'm making it smooth. You just, quiet time.
You don't even need it real smooth.
Oh, gosh.
That's
a lot of times
great.
Lumpy batter is a happy batter.
Yeah, let's leave it. Leave it.
All 3 of you.
No.
Oh, it's a 3-1. You know what? I knew this was going to happen. When me and Liz do the show together, I'm fine. You put Liz and Clinton together with a little sprinkle of Carla, I am screwed. I'm just screwed.
I was so excited to come here today because normally he's like, don't do it that way. Don't do it. Oh, yeah. Get in there. It's so. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Mm, that orange zest, it's the best.
Can I put this in the oven?
Olive oil is
my love. I don't even exist.
See what I mean about a little bit of lemon juice?
Yeah.
350 degrees for 45 minutes or until the cake is cooked through.
You know what? This makes me want to make a dressing out of this. Like like a salad dressing with orange and olive oil.
A little bit of Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier in the dressing would be
one of my favorite salads that Michael ever made. Again, going back to the orange tree in our yard. I was like, he was making a dinner and there was people coming over and I was like, maybe a little a fresh salad of some sort, citrus salad. And he used the oranges from the tree and it was olive oil, mint, also from our garden, roughly chopped pistachios.
Yeah.
and sea salt. Oh. It was...
That sounds amazing.
Outrageously delicious.
It was funny. It was like last minute. And like Liz, I mean, obviously we've worked together, cooked together, all these things for years. She's like, that's the best salad you've ever made in your life. And it had nothing to do with me. It was like perfect oranges, mint, great extra virgin olive oil, beautiful sea salt.
Done.
But wait, we're supposed to ask you, that sounds delicious. The pistachios reminded me of, we're supposed to ask you about your mortadella sandwich, your favorite mortadella sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Tell them. We're making
it in Florida. It's that Florentine sandwich. You know, it's just on that warm, you know, it's right out of the oven, warm bread, mortadella. This one had, it wasn't stracciatella, it was buffalo mozz, but the runny kind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's like the interior of the burrata, like kind of
stuff?
Like
yes. 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 It was, burrata. And then pistachio crema.
Oh. Man.
Simple, not just very flat, perfect.
Why don't we need to make that on the show.
Next time you come back, maybe we could do it. But like,
focaccia is pretty easy to make.
There's a place in Florence right outside of the train station. Oh, I think it's actually in Venice. It's that same shop, right?
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the shop. They're in New York now, too. Antica something. It's but, you know, I would just like to point out that you weren't here before. Who knew Liz's favorite sandwich?
Michael Simon did.
He did.
I am an observant person.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. He said, you have to ask Liz about her favorite sandwich.
I also love a BLT, if anybody cares.
Me too. Yeah, but I'm like
I mean, just, I could eat
August BLT with an East Coast tomato.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. 100%. That's one thing East Coast does better, I think, than
I agree. I agree. Yes. Tomatoes on the East Coast.
I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
Oh, my God. I put the...
What?
I put the cake in the oven at 350 degrees. Good how job. Long does it be? How long does it take?
About an hour, 50 minutes, an hour.
Okay.
I believe is, you know. Can we do some fan mail before
we get the swap? Is that okay? We got to dance.
Of course.
Liz.
Oh, do you know?
There's not. Two. I don't do that. You got fan mail. Look out.
It's fan mail. See, I love it. My wife didn't think
I know.
I don't like
it. She was a
dance on camera.
Trained ballerina. And she thought,
that's why there's just not enough choreography.
Do you need choreography?
I know. I will definitely practice for that.
All right. So that's where we're not 100%. Like I said, Liz and I are like 90% the same person. I will sing and dance on cue.
Yes,
at all times.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. Fan mail. This is where the glasses come in.
What is this?
Okay.
Alec also won't give in to, he still only does the readers, just like you.
Yeah.
He won't get the...
No. You fall down on the street with those stupid things.
Liz, I fell down on 23rd Street coming out of the Hotel Chelsea. Chelsea Hotel, whatever it is. You know how they have that? Is it Hotel Chelsea or Chelsea Hotel?
Oh, wait. There is a difference.
Hotel Chelsea.
Could I tell
you? Yes,
don't ever go Chelsea Hotel on
this?
Google. Don't ever
Google
that.
Did we talk about
that.
This on the show?
I don't know if we talked about it on the show.
This
we
was
talked
like,
about it
like a year
what,
and a half ago.
No,
real quick, I got to tell the story. Just would you just give me a moment, woman?
One time, I made a mistake.
I'm trying to. I have to go to the city for work. I'm like, oh my God, I need a hotel room. I can't come home tonight. I'm exhausted. She goes, I got it. She goes, where do you want to stay? I'm like, I haven't stayed at the Hotel Chelsea yet. She goes, got it. She goes, I got your room. She goes, man, it's surprisingly cheap, too. It was like $200 a night. I'm like, great. So I go into Hotel Chelsea, and I'm like, Simon, oh, sir, I'm sorry, we don't have room for you. No, my wife booked it like a half hour ago. No, we don't have room for you. They're like, did she book the Hotel Chelsea or the Chelsea Hotel? And I'm like, let me. And this is like, it's their go. Next door is the Savoy Chelsea Hotel. This is Hotel Chelsea.
Don't ever.
Turns out I was booked at the Savoy Chelsea Hotel, which is similar to a lot of the rooms that Nick booked me at when we were doing Barbecue USA. I swear to God, I walked into the room. There was everything the tape on the floor when the person died.
Okay,
the curtains were stained. And it turns out there was some event in New York. There wasn't an empty hotel room in New York.
Oh, my God.
So I went in and I took all the towels from the bathroom because I figured they were clean, and I laid them on top of the bed and I just slept like this. I don't know.
Y'all, okay, that sounds so awful. There was a guy, I just saw him last night. Somebody talking to me, you know, people talk to me. So he was a friend of a friend, but he went to his hotel, he gets in there, and there is blood everywhere.
Blood?
What?
And it was wet.
Oh my God.
And he was like, I'm like, the fact that you were like,
I'm running out of there like I'm on fire.
Dude, God.
What?
That is disgusting.
Is there
I don't know what else.
It was a friend that I had just met on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And he told
and
me
I
about
gave him my phone number and he like, Carla Hall.
I'm Carla
you
Hall.
You seem like a nice guy. I'm Carla Hall. Here, if you ever need to get a hold of me, here's all my information.
If this ever happens to you and again, call me.
Here's my home address. Matthew's out of town, so I won't be scared, but I'm going to stop here.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy? Oh, okay, wait. Sorry, we digress.
Okay, we digress. But the point was, I did fall down outside the Hotel Chelsea with those damn progressives on, and I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
I didn't see the step.
My sister has a worse story than that, but I won't even get into it.
Okay, I mean, but she also but I don't think it's because of my
but she fell into something that was horrific.
Oh, God.
Oh!
My God. I would have just, I would have just run off
and
screaming.
And it was like 20 degrees outside.
Oh! Okay. What is your? Here's a great question from Jeanette Martz. What's your worst kitchen disaster, and what did you do afterwards to recover? This is a tricky question. Or did you ever have a horrible kitchen disaster? I once made my grandmother's famous pear crunch pie, and I don't know what I did to it. I just kept stirring, and I overcooked the custard, and it turned into a rubber disc. But I didn't realize that until I served it, and I cut in, and the whole disc. This was like many years ago.
Yeah.
But so. I went to a gas station because I was out of brought it out of Long Island. It was Thanksgiving, and went to a gas station and got a fruit salad. Yeah, that was responsible for dessert. I was like,
"Wow, people
I'll
were
go out
really disappointed on Thanksgiving
they were,
with their fruit salad
the fruit
dessert."
Salad. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Pop-up can. Any other kitchen disasters?
My very first time, I got to cook the turkey at Thanksgiving. It was still at my grandfather's house, but. He's like, you could cook a turkey this year. I was freshly out of culinary school. I got the turkey at the restaurant. I prepped the whole thing. It was beautiful. And he's like, just cook it at the house. So I bought this big, beautiful turkey, and I get to his house, and it doesn't fit in the oven.
In the oven.
So then I had to go to the restaurant and cook it, and I missed all the fun pre-Thanksgiving cheer. And I got there right in time for. I made it dinner. We still had turkey, but I missed out. Like my grandfather used to always make me the celery with the peanut butter in it.
Yes,
my sister ate it all.
That's not too much of a disaster, though.
It was a disaster for me.
But I remember when before we opened our first restaurant, you made something that was awful. And we were both sitting there going, and I was like, did you forget how to cook? Like, we're about to open a restaurant.
Like, we just invested.
You know, you gotta work on this. Come back up to speed.
How about when we first started dating and you almost killed me with raw chicken?
Oh, I don't remember that.
And then the crab.
Remember the
crab? You made the crab thing?
Oh, my God. Okay, clearly.
Liz made crab stuffed shells. We just started dating, you know.
I do like, sort of remember this.
Crab stuffed shells. Yeah. And I like. Like
the crab was bad.
And we were friends for a couple of years, but I was very much happy that we were dating at this point. And I take it and I put it in my mouth and the crab's bad. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm just going to eat it and I'll just deal with it later. And then she took a bite and she goes, oh, my God, don't eat the crab's bad. I'm like, they got bad.
Yeah.
I was going to choke that shit down.
Yeah, those,
I was like,
those
it took
were the
me
early
three years.
Years
to get this damn date. I am eating this crap. Chewed up.
You know, it's officially holiday season when the gravy's bubbling, the playlist is blasting, and I'm praying that nothing sticks to the pan.
That's why in the Chewed Up Kitchen, we're using Caraway, all non-toxic cookware that actually behaves. Even heating, easy cleanup, no scary coatings, and right now they're doing their big holiday sale up to 20% off everything.
Yeah, and those new walnut and maple butcher blocks, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
No microplastics, no guilt, just real food, real flavor.
Cook cleaner, eat better, stress less with Caraway.
And right now the holidays are closer than ever, so get their gift or yours in time.
Visit carawayhome.com/chewedup. To take advantage of this limited time offer for up to 20% off your next purchase.
Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Sometimes you don't feel like having a drink with alcohol when you're out with friends.
That's where Casa Mara Club comes in. They make these beautiful botanical leisure sodas, but without the booze.
They've got flavors inspired by travel, coastal citrus, alpine herbs, and even a little ginger. All bubbly and refreshing.
Thank you, Casa Mara Club, for keeping us happy sipping in the kitchen.
To find out more, go to CasaMaraClub.com. One of the things that happened to me, I was, I had par-baked the rolls, homemade rolls, and I had taken them to my sister's house, and I was like, okay, I'm going to brown them over there. And you know how when you preheat an oven, it fires first on top, like a broiler?
Oh, it does? I didn't even know that.
Well, I didn't either. Found out then. I put the rolls in there, and then it was like the broiler came on, and they burned. I was like,
Ooh, especially a home.
I didn't know that. I never knew an oven.
Yeah. Mix it up quicker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Because the broiler element is right there.
Right. Yeah.
I was hurt. But let me tell you what I did. I shaved off that top. They just didn't have a crust on top. I was like,
I don't blame you for that.
Holding up a back to the cake.
Give me that side.
Back to the cake.
This is what we get from Nick. This is the kind of instruction we get. Back to the cake.
He posts.
It's like back to the cake, assholes. That's what he really.
he wrote one the other day that like it got a couple weeks ago. Got posted on Instagram, and it was the funniest one I ever saw. Was in stories, and it just said, "What is Carla doing?"
Yeah.
What was I doing?
That
was.
We don't know.
We tagged you. I didn't tag you on Instagram, but it's a. We put
I think it
in our
was
story.
Like to talk through the recipe.
Talk about what you were doing.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
For the listeners, yeah.
Oh, not like what is Carla doing?
Well,
like,
if Clinton and I had signs that said, we don't know what the hell. Who the hell knows?
She's Carla.
She's Carla. All right, so this has been in for 50 minutes to an hour.
Back to the tag.
Oh, wow.
Swap out here.
Oh, delish.
Yeah.
So easy. Oh, wow.
Well, this is.
Okay, you want to run a knife around it.
It's stuck.
Okay.
Here we go. And we're off.
Just do that. And this one has had some time to cool. It's still warm, but it's not hot. Yeah. So it
obviously
should.
I was grabbing the pan.
Yeah, it should. Yes.
There we go.
Oh, nice.
Also to point
Leave
out
it to
Liz,
the professional.
You parchment and buttered the bottom of the pan.
Correct.
This is beautiful.
So now
it smells so good.
Now move it to
And this one even went probably a little bit longer because and then I just go like this. Now here's the thing, like I don't know if this is the most beautiful cake to look at, but it's the most beautiful delicious cake to eat. You could even sprinkle a little powdered sugar on top. I put like little edible flowers around. Or
she made it once with a mascarpone whipped cream and like a cherry compote.
Oh,
like
yes.
Yeah, I do the little slurry cherry sauce, you know.
Sounds amazing.
And it's really, really good with
this. Well, first of all, I love this. I did a couple nights ago, I interviewed Dori Greenspan about her book, Anytime Cakes. And it's about these snack cakes that sort of are in the kitchen and you just slice them. And that is absolutely her favorite book because of cakes like this. They're simple, but they're delicious.
Yeah.
They're cakes that you may not be like, wow, when it comes to the table, but it's the cake that continues because people keep eating it, the conversation keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the holidays, they are perfect.
You know what I love about this cake, too, is like in, you know, in Italy and in Greece, like they don't have breakfast like we have breakfast, eggs and stuff. It's like pastries. Mm-hmm. And like this cake is great in the morning with coffee, too.
Yes.
It's like citrusy and like a little slice with a double espresso.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the best.
God, so good.
Oh my gosh. Yes, please. Oh my gosh.
My kind of cake.
I see it.
Yes. Right?
Oh.
And you can see like the moistness.
The moistness.
The moistness.
Samsung.
Oh. Samsung.
Carla.
You know Carla's excited to eat something.
She forgot to talk about the phone. Wait, Liz, you got to take the picture.
Oh.
But it was even nice. The picture was nice with the knife in it.
Okay. I like it.
Get that out of the way.
Oh, my God.
Do you want the hand cutting in there, Nick?
Yeah, get in there.
Yeah, Nick, get in there, Liz Simon.
Here, I'll style that.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, wow, it's beautiful. Wow. That's so great. Y'all will see it later.
Yeah.
Oh.
Carla, you have 4 more days to get your Samsung.
I know. He's put me on rations.
Need a one
so, okay. I just like.
Sure. Oh, do you guys have 4? Yeah, just pick it up.
I'm going to go right in.
I mean.
Pick it up, too.
Yeah, and I just have like a little dome cake plate. I keep this on, keep it on the counter. Oh, sorry, just flung some cake at you.
Oh my God.
Isn't it so good?
It's delicious.
It's my favorite cake.
So good, right?
It really is so good.
Like a little bit of coffee, and I know. It's like.
It's so good.
It's almost pudding like.
It is almost pudding like.
The crunch on top.
Mm hmm.
Is there anything in there to drink with this?
And it is not overly sweet.
Right.
It's not.
At all. I mean, it seems like it would be, but it's not. I think some of that sugar rises to the top and forms a crust somehow, you know?
All right, so here's what we got. Yes. We've got some of these great
Casamara's.
Casamara Club, but I just want to go through the
flavors. What are these?
Real quick. I want to know that like Carla had the
are
other
they
day.
We have a Riviera style botanical soda. We have a this might be the one with the Sicilian style botanical soda.
Which probably has some
which
orange
is
in it.
The juniper in it, Carla. Do you
Italian remember? Style. This is another Italian style. And an Alpine style.
These are non-alcoholic, delicious, not heavily sweetened sodas. Yes.
Okay.
They're really yummy.
Do they screw off or?
No, nope, Carla's got the.
Oh, ooh, that's good. That's the one I like.
I want to try that Sicilian.
I like this long neck business. No, I'm telling you. I like the long neck business.
Here, you can have
it. I can't
Alpine.
Even say it, but I like it.
The long neck business. Cheers. Yes, you don't get to do that because you don't drink.
I know. Right. I never had beer.
But this one has lemon, sage, rhubarb root, juniper berry, and anise.
And mine has, where do you see it? Oh.
All right, I like these.
Berry. They're
these
good, aren't
so
they good?
Good?
Root, mandarin orange. Oh, cheers. This
one, they're not, there's not, there's, is there sugar in here? I don't think there's sugar in here,
it's
right?
Not a lot of sugar.
Little sugar.
Not much.
Oh, I love that it has some sea salt.
Only 4 grams of sugar. That's
look,
barely.
Mine is sparkling water, lemon really juice, good. Orange blossom, honey. And then it has extracts of mandarin orange, chamomile, peppermint, licorice root, grapefruit. This
they're good.
Juniper
they're
berry.
Good.
This is so good with this.
It's
I mean,
so good. And you know, if you put a little gin with this.
I was just going to say.
Totally, right?
I know this is non-alcoholic, but it's a good cheat code for if you want to make
100%
a kind of fancy cocktail.
Yeah, well, great.
Because it's got so many fun flavors in it.
Mm-hmm. The giveaway today is a case of these. So 12 Casamara clubs for the winner. All right, Liz. By the way, designs that you and Michael did for Frontgate are gorgeous.
Mm. Gorgeous.
So useful, so chic.
Thank you. This is my favorite thing because we do a lot of parties at home and just to shove
just
all,
have all the ice
there.
And everything. All right, so we got our winner.
Oh, you're not going to hold it up high, ask her if she could reach it. You know, everything changes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I just saw one that you guys did, and you're saying it's always like from a hometown.
This and we don't my, say
this
last
is actually,
name.
I know.
Are you shitting me?
This is my mother's hometown.
Are you
kidding? Oh, my God, it is.
What is happening?
Dalton, Georgia.
Lacey Lacey H. from Dalton, Georgia. This is so weird. We're always
it's
the only ones
weird.
Near where we
especially
live.
Especially random. Dalton, Georgia, you know, like...
I'm telling you, being a magnet of unexpected goodness, y'all, we're doing it here.
I got the goosebumps.
I do too.
Well, I always have goosebumps.
I feel like my mother. Oh.
Liz, thank you so much for being here. You're just the best.
Oh my God. I love you guys so
I love you, honey.
Much. you. Sorry.
We're still signed with Paul and Kelly.
Carla, this punched me in the face. Say goodbye.
That's going to be his story.
Right. Have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye, everybody. Have a fabulous one. Chewed
up. Thanks for watching Chewed Up. And thanks to our sponsors for making the show possible. Casamara Club, Caraway, Frontgate, and special thanks to Canopy by Hilton for supporting our show. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To subscribe, snag recipes, and dig into all the extra fun, head to chewedupshow.com or watch and click subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now go make a mess in your own kitchen.